The Hollywood film industry and global film industry in general for years has historically been represented as a male-dominated industry. However, recently more and more female filmmakers and creatives are making an impact in the industry. This has been recognised in the recent Oscars, where more women were nominated than ever before. Associate Professor Julia Earhart is here to talk to us today on Monday Drive about female filmmakers and how they are making such a large impact and how the Oscars are making it less lonely for women at the top of their game. Good afternoon, Julia.
Good afternoon, Lizzie. Thanks for having me on Drive.
Thanks for coming on air. So to begin with, how did the Oscars make it less lonely at the top for women in film?
Well, basically, there are two nominees this year, Chloe Zhao, who directed the picture Nomadland, and Emerald Fennell, who directed Promising Young Woman. And this is the very first time in Academy history that two women have actually been nominated. So if you go back through the 90 or so year history of the awards, there have only been five female nominees. Lena Wertmuller in 1977, Jane Campion in 1993, Sofia Coppola in 2003, Catherine Bigelow and Greta Gerwig, 2010 and 2017. But each of these has just been nominated on her own, meaning, you know, they tend to get talked about as this sort of oddity, which now that we've got two of them, it takes that pressure off a little bit.
Why do you think it's important for more women to get involved in filmmaking, maybe not just at the Hollywood level, but just in general?
Well, look, Lizzie, the industry newspaper Variety estimates that in 2020, the global entertainment industry, that is theatrical and home entertainment, was worth about $100 billion, and that's U.S. dollars. So there's basically three reasons that can come out of this. Number one is equity. Why would women accept being shut out of an industry that was worth so many billions of dollars? The second one is the question of getting the full story. And in Australia, films and television shows and other forms of entertainment have played a huge role in telling stories of great significance. We might think of something like The Dressmaker a couple of years ago. Now, I assume the same thing is true for many countries around the globe. And if we're only encouraging males to take up film directing and film producing, we're only going to be hearing from half the population. So why would we want to agree not to hear from half of our population? And the third reason is what I would refer to as the trickle-down effect. And we know that when you have women in key creative positions, so working as a director, working as a producer, there's greater numbers of women in front of the camera, the more stories about women, but there's also greater numbers of women in technical or crew roles. So it's a good thing and a win-win for everybody overall.
What was different this year at the Oscars compared to last year at the Oscars in terms of who has not been nominated?
Well, last year in 2020 was the 92nd year of the Academy Awards, and it was really a bit of a men's fest in the Best Director department. So if we look back last year, the nominees were Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, Todd Phillips, Sam Mendes, and so on. Tarantino, I think, also for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Parasite by Bong Joon-ho. Now, all great films, but in fact, there was no woman nominated in the Best Director category. Little Women, directed by Greta Gerwig, was nominated for Best Picture, but Director Gerwig herself was not nominated. Quite a significant difference, I'd say.
I mean, a lot of those movies I've enjoyed and I've appreciated for the, you know, the work that they are, but I've never really understood or really thought critically about the difference between Best Director and Best Picture. There is a massive difference there, and it's really inspiring finally, after all this time, that female filmmakers are being recognized for the work that they do.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I couldn't agree more. But I would also say that things are just not changing quickly enough. So, you know, the difference between the number of female filmmakers at the Oscars in the past 5 to 10 years, I would say, you know, we're not seeing enough difference, and we're not seeing it fast enough. So, as I mentioned at the very start, Greta Gerwig was nominated in 2018 for Lady Bird, but not for Little Women last year. And the Oscars themselves are changing at a really fairly slow pace. But luckily, we have things, community awareness and community campaigns around things like Oscars So White, as well as around Time's Up, which was striving for gender equity.
Absolutely.
These are definitely putting pressure, you know, where we need it to be. So those are all good things, even though the Oscars in their own way are quite, if you like, slow to respond.
How has this impacted the film industry, and where do you hope the film industry, I mean, if say we just look at Hollywood as a, you know, good place to start for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, what do you hope will really be changed?
Well, I'd like to, let me go to Hollywood, let me start with Australia. So in Australia, we're developing our own policies and our own sort of auditing and support mechanisms. And we do this through various state screen bodies like Screen West in the West, or in WA, or South Australian Film Corporation here in SAFC where I am. And we do this through our national body, which is Screen Australia. But Australia continues to produce excellent film and entertainment creatives, including female creatives. What we know is that audiences of all genders want to see films helmed by and starring women. But in the past, there's been this sort of a perception problem on the part of producers who feel films by and about women weren't saleable. But this is just not the case. I mean, if we look at successes now moving to Hollywood, things like Wonder Woman, you know, which had a tremendous box office turnout. And if we look at things like awards, women punch above their weight in terms of actually gaining a higher proportion of awards per film than their male directors.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Julia. You've given myself, I mean, I feel like I'm aware of these things, but I'm not really aware, if that makes sense. It's really good to be educated on issues that matter, especially for women, because this is an issue for women about women.
Well, thank you so much for having me on Drive.